I'm going to interview her. No.
I thought you were going to interview her because you're in here.
No, I wasn't. Oh, what, just now? Well, yeah. This is Klaatu. I'm at South...
I know exactly where you will not get bothered.
I was just talking... No. I want to stay inside. It's cooler in here. This is Klaatu. I'm at the Southeast Linux Fest. I'm going to speak now with Beth Lynn from Ohio Linux Fest. Hi, Beth Lynn.
Hi. It's great to be here.
What do you think of the festival so far?
It is beyond my wildest dreams. Incredible, phenomenal, absolutely superb.
Wow, cool. I'm impressed as well. It's very exciting. I from what I can tell and from what I kind of understood from Dave's podcast, you were a little bit of a mentor for this. Would you, I mean, I don't know if you probably don't think you were, but I mean, I think they learned a lot from you, you know? Is there any sense of, I don't know, pride?
I feel like a proud grandmother, which is kind of bizarre to think of, because I'm only 29 years old, but I am the so-called mother of the Ohio Linux Fest. I believe then I would be considered the grandmother of this Southeast Linux Fest.
Fantastic. I think that's a cool title. I don't know why. It just sounds like, and you could come down next year in like one of those Southern Belle outfits. I don't know why I see that either, but I'm seeing you on a porch, sort of in a rocking chair for a while.
Ah.
It's like, that's my festival. I don't know.
That would be fun.
You think a one-day festival is a... I mean, was it worth it to drive... What did you drive, like 14 hours or something like that over the course of 2 days to get here?
Yeah, it was a long haul, but it was doable just because it's this weekend. There are a lot of people who... have day jobs, and there are other conferences out there that are trying to do it for profit,
right?
Where they will try to get people to come in during the work week, and that doesn't work for the community. That has to be a weekend.
Yeah. I mean, obviously Ohio is seen very much as a community festival. I mean, I don't know if you know that or not, but that's what people say about it. You know, they're like, this is a community-driven, community-focused festival.
Of the people, by the people, for the people.
So that's a conscious decision.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. In terms of Ohio Linux Fest this year, is there anything to look forward to? I mean, I know you're not, I guess, you're not the chair this year, but, I mean, is there anything exciting happening in the works or anything you want to pitch about it?
Well, like I said, we are a weekend show on Friday, September 24th. We are doing OLFU again, where we are doing several tracks of training.
Yeah.
There are going to be three tracks for system administrators. The League of Professional System Administrators is going to put together amazing content that they have in the past. We will also have something new this year called the Linux Basics class from a partner that we've made with Free Geek Columbus.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Where we're going to be doing a build one, get one sort of program there within OLFU. People who don't know anything about computers are going to get their hands on hardware, install Linux, learn about how to use basic Ubuntu things, and then take that computer home with them.
That's incredible. That's really cool. That's a fantastic idea.
We will also be doing LPI training on that day. Now, the LPI training and Lopsit training are $350. But you get the whole weekend for that.
Cool.
Now, how much would you expect to pay for the Linux Basics with a build one, get one?
$500, I would say, at least.
Really? We are pricing it at $250.
Wow. That's That is great. That's really cool. I mean, I took a Unix course for a little while, and I learned so much in that class. And I mean, it was just a two-day, you know, not a full day, obviously. It was like a 2 half-day class, and I learned so much in it. I mean, so something like that, someone wants to learn even just like a little bit more than, you know, I mean, if they're coming from another OS and they want to get into Linux, that might be a really good way for them to do that, because that's really cool.
Yeah.
And the deal of getting a computer to take home with you ain't bad either.
Now on Saturday, we're going to do our traditional show where we will have the option of this quarter pass for $65. That includes a lunch and a t-shirt.
Cool.
But if, for whatever reason, you don't have $65, please just come. Just come. We will check you in under the free pass, and you get to come in completely free of cost. We really do believe that this is something for everybody.
You know, it's not that often that you see an organization back up their belief in freedom or in everyone having the same opportunity, whatever, with actually saying, if you can't pay, come anyway. You know, I mean, that's really, I think it's really phenomenal. It's a cool thing that you guys do, and it shows a lot of, I guess, integrity or whatever. It certainly impresses me. And Ohio Linux Fest, I mean, last year was the first year I went, but it was everything that everyone said it was. You know, I heard a lot of great things about it, and it was that. It was really fun. The atmosphere there was really great. So yeah, I was impressed. So are you going? Are you working it? Are you going there this year?
Am I going to the Ohio Linux Fest? Where else would I be?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what you do in your spare time. Maybe you're busy. So you will be there.
I can't think of any place I would rather be than the Ohio Linux Fest. Absolutely.
Is that the new tagline for this year?
Well, the new tagline for this year is a celebration of 40 years of Unix.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah. No, I mean, I didn't forget, but yeah, that's cool. So I guess, I mean, that's a cool reason to have the basics of Linux for the big 40-year anniversary of the OS that we all kind of stem from.
Yeah. Keynotes are Doug McElroy, who was K&R's boss, believe it or not, where you really want to get the story of what exactly caused this little project called Unix to take off and get moving. Doug is the man to break it down and really describe the origin of Unix. He wrote incredible pieces of it, such as the pipe.
Wow.
Ever since then, he's been teaching at Dartmouth College.
Cool, okay.
Got a lot to say.
Yeah.
So that will be our morning keynote.
Okay.
The evening keynote, and the day we will have Sean Powers talking about the future of Linux.
Very cool.
Now, Sean Powers is that blogger with the Linux Journal, and within the Linux Journal, he puts together a weekly how-to for people who are new to Linux. You don't need to have a lot of Linux experience to really get a lot out of this podcast. Show them what exactly you're supposed to do. He does it, and it's not a long, involved sort of thing that you have to sit down for half an hour to do. It really only takes a minute to get through some of his longest videos.
Yeah.
It's all good stuff.
Cool.
For a day job, he actually works for a school district as a system administrator supporting Linux. And
nice.
Yeah, if anybody is the future of Linux, it's children.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We really need to get Linux in education at a very early level. And that's exactly how Linux is going to take off and explode.
Yeah. It sounds like a really exciting like, it's going to be an exciting festival this year. So, yeah, I can't wait to be there. And thanks for talking to me.
Excellent.
Cool.
Yeah, glad to hear that you'll make it to the Ohio Linux Fest this
year.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, where else would you rather be?
I really cannot think of another place, actually. So it works as a tagline. But, yeah, this, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.